When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Hello, beloveds. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Really Riley, your little corner or my little corner of the world where we talk about all things real, all things raw, all things Riley. And sometimes that includes talking about my former tragic dating past or my manifestation seminars, more details on that later, or, you know, pivoting and prevailing and moving into different spaces in your career, all the different things. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about the full circle moment that I had this weekend with a show me the ring wedding. It was so special. But before I get into that, I want to tell you about what I did today. Okay, so I am a person that's all about self-care. I am all about doing the things that calm your mind, your body, your spirit, but admittedly so, I don't do it enough. Yeah, I know. Mom of two, whatever. We all have that story where it's like we should, but we don't, but we need to. Because if you are pouring from that empty ass cup that is dusty, you're not going to be the best whatever you need to be for life. And I am trying to pay way more attention to that lately than I ever did, because I've always been one, I'll get my hair done, my nails done, you know, the Botox, which I need to do again, good Lord. But I've just been not letting myself go physically, because obviously I'm still in the gym and stuff, but like mentally, I've been kind of letting my brain go to mush. So I had a little treat day today, and I went to Nonoche. If you have never been, there's a couple of locations. There's Bethesda, and then there's Tyson's Corner, and for my Florida peeps, they're also in Florida. It's called an urban retreat, and oh, is it ever. But I got to meet the owner, Tatiana, and she is so amazing. And I mean this in a couple different ways. We'll get to the massage in a second. But I have always been a person, even when I was in school or when I was in dance or cheerleading coaches, like if I can't vibe with a person, I don't really get into whatever it is going on, you know, whether it's a lesson, whether it's a class or a massage or yoga, whatever it is, I'll be there, but I'm not like fully present. And in a massage, you want to like let go. Oh my God. Instantly though, I felt so at home walking into this space. It was so beautifully decorated and just serene. And it was cool because I walk in and she's like, oh, welcome to my dungeon. I'm like, oh, I am down with this, because I like a massage to be quiet and dark, not so much music. And she went through this whole like a whole intro to the massage. And I know some places do that, but it's like in and out. But she was basically saying like, I am trained in like seven different techniques. And I'm like, oh, God, wow. I didn't know there was that many. And she's like, look, I know that, you know, some people will say, with pressure, I'm a medium pressure person. I don't like a lot of like hard pressure because I have a small body frame, but I don't like to be petted either. And she's like, I totally get that. But here's the thing. If it's too hard, I want you to tell me, because then your body's going to fight me and then it's going to be harder and you can't relax. I'm like, all right, I get that. She's like, so if it's too much pressure, I will just figure a different technique. And I love that, because a lot of times you go to get a massage and it's like, oh, well, if it's too much pressure, I'll just back off and move to the other spot. I'm like, well, no, obviously that spot needed it. But it was really cool, because at the end of the massage, I told her, I was like, yeah, at one point I was thinking about this. And she's like, oh, no, I saw it. She's like, I could see your eyelids fluttering. And she's like, that's why I put the towel over your eyes. And then she put, I knew it, she put jade. It's like a jade eye mask over it, so I would actually just be present in the massage and just chill. And I don't know what oil she used. She asked me, she's like, do you want lotion or oil? And I was just like, either. And the oils, you could feel it. The minute she put it on your skin, it was like, boom, just melted, and I melted along with it. She was like, what do you want for choice of scents? There was just so many things that customized this massage. And this woman made an hour feel like a decade on that table. I literally like had to get up like, ooh, like, you know, obviously they tell you like, just get up slowly or whatever, but Jiminy Christmas, this was what I needed. And y'all, like, Mother's Day is coming up, first of all. So if you're thinking about it, and nobody's paying me to say this, friends, it's just whenever I get like a really good experience, I want to share it and scream it from the rooftops because I'm finicky about my massages. And like, obviously any massage is great, but this is just like, oh yes. And like, I just definitely felt a lot of tension release, but mind and body though, you know, like, when you leave there and your mind has quieted even for that like 60 minutes, it is just, I don't know, it pays in dividends in my whole aura. So yeah, make sure you go check them out. Uh-huh. That was a really good start to my day. So it was a great finish to the weekend because I had the honor of being invited to a Show Me the Ring wedding. I mean, I've done Show Me the Ring on this podcast for 2 years now. It was something I started when I was in terrestrial radio because when everybody would, you know, call in on What's Good Wednesday and say they got engaged, I'd be like, show me the ring, you know, because I have been obsessed with jewelry, diamonds since I was like 4. Honestly, I was like maybe 8 when I got my first real gold and emerald ring that I still have. It's so beat up, but I still love it. And I wanted to be a gemologist in another life. I wanted to, you know, go get a GIA certification. Maybe I still will. But beyond even my own wedding, I've always just loved jewelry, rings, the stories that they tell. And Bree and DJ were one of my, I think they were my very first Show Me the Ring. And I remember this story being so sweet and just so heartwarming. And I also, of course, me being me, remember that her ring was a rutilated quartz. And that was when I had first started getting into my crystal intention candle business. And I was learning more and more about crystals. And I was like, that's so flipping cool of an engagement ring. And it was just awesome. And, you know, they've had a baby since. And I, you know, I followed their story. And it was a very, very, very big honor for me to be invited to this wedding. Because you guys know that, I consider you guys family that listen to me. And to be a part of such a special day and to have been a part of sharing their story, you know, in a big way was just really flipping special for me. Because I've always told you guys, like, I want to change someone's life the way that my mentors changed mine. And, like, that was my biggest thing with exiting terrestrial radio or being forced out of it, was I don't want to lose that connection. I never wanted to lose that. And I was really devastated at first that I was going to, you know, because I love podcasting, you know, but I just missed that everyday calling and stuff like that. But I've found that I've lost nothing. That almost makes me a little emotional too, just because I was sitting there watching this wedding happen and I was just like, wow, this is one for the books. This is one of those special moments that it's just like, wow, I really feel just inspired and connected to you guys that let me into your ear holes every once and again. But it was a beautiful, beautiful day for this wedding. It was like Mother Nature decided to come to play in a good way, because lately she's been sassy AF because it was literally raining the day before and it's been cold and all this. Like, she needs to get it together. It's spring. Okay, we don't need any more 40 degree, you know, days. Let's stop that. But it was beautiful outside and they had an outside ceremony and it was beautiful trees in the back and just this beautiful little arch, very simple chairs. It was so nice. And there wasn't that many people in this wedding or at this wedding. I think there might have been maybe 30, including the wedding party. It was like, I couldn't believe that I was like so special to be able to be there. And I give it to my girl Bree, because I found out later that everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. And I want to have her on again for a Show Me the Ring wedding follow-up and let her say it in her own words. But I'll tell you more about it. But when I was watching this wedding, I was like, okay, you know, I didn't really see much go wrong at first. So the bride comes in, and this was my worst nightmare as a bride. Her beautiful, long, like cathedral veil that was tucked like into the back of her updo fell off the minute she got to the aisle. And this happened to me. Like, remember I told you guys in the last Ask Riley that I was like, that was the one, like the biggest thing that I wish I wouldn't have stressed over was the veil, because it was catching on everything. And you want this big veil moment, but then it's just annoying. But it fell off. And I had to, with every fiber in my soul, I had to like not get up and help her. I'm like, nope, nope, Riley, you're a guest. You're a guest. You know, just because most of the time when I'm at events, if they're not, you know, mine, it's just, you know, I'm helping or whatever, because I got two kids and I don't really get out much. But I was like, no, 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 sit down, sit down, sit down. And then it fell out again. I was like, oh, stop it, Riley. Nope. So they were going through and they were, you know, her brother was officiating, which was, oh God, to watch their relationship in the 5 minutes that I was around it, it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. And they were doing their vows, and when it came time for DJ to say, you know, I do, or, you know, will you? And he was like, a million times I do. I was like, mom. I was a typical chick. I don't care. This is my first wedding, actually, that I've been to since mine. So, of course, in my head, I'm in that, oh, it's so, you know, like that lovey-dovey moment, like, Marshall. But it was so sweet to see how he loved her, you know, and admired her. And they were just so happy. It didn't seem like anything was bothering them, come to find out later when I found out all the stuff that was happening behind the scenes that went wrong. So they were about to do their vows, and then all of a sudden Bree's kind of like motioning to anybody in the crowd, and it was apparently her vows were on her phone and they didn't know where her phone was. So the mom had gotten up to go find the phone, was looking for the phone, and you know, the groom at that moment turned to the audience and was like telling jokes to kind of just make it okay for her. So then he gives his vows to her, and they were so sweet. She gives her vows to him, and it was written in the form of an email, and it was so creative. Again, when I have her on the podcast, I will let her, you know, tell those vows or not, because it could be very private for them, so I don't want to give all that out. But it was so unique and just heartwarming to watch. But then when it came time for the rings, people are shifting around, people are looking around. Apparently the rings got forgotten at the bridal suite, which was the reception venue. And it was 8 minutes away, but nobody was going to go get that in that amount of time. So her brother, quick change, like I didn't see any of this happening. They like must have done this really covert. But her brother that was officiating gave DJ, the groom, his ring. And then she had her engagement ring on. So she used that. And, you know, they gave a big kiss. They walked out. Like, I didn't hear about any of that until after. So we get there, and it was just like the cutest reception hall. And apparently this is where they had their baby shower as well. So how special is that, right? And I got to sit down with some of her family members, her uncle, her aunt, her mom, and chat with them for a while. And it was so beautiful to hear how their family came together for her and her new husband and their baby. Because I forget if it was her mom or her aunt. I know I was speaking to both of them. I think it might have been her aunt that was telling me, like, everybody was working for that wedding. And, like, the photographer and the videographer were family friends, or maybe they were actual family and the photographer's boyfriend. But at one point, the uncle, I think it was her uncle, had to leave the ceremony to go to the reception hall because apparently, and this happens, okay? Like, wedding planning is crazy, and they put it together pretty quickly, that no one was like assigned to heat up some of the food, because obviously they had like catered food that was there that was just ready to go. But then there were certain things that needed to be heated up. And he apparently had a catering background. So he leaves, doesn't see any of the wedding, and goes, takes his shirt off and just saves the damn day. And I remember thinking, like, how beautiful is that? That they were like, yeah, this is her day. Anything for family. We're just going to get it done so she doesn't even know. I mean, dang. You know, my family would have been like, nope, We're not doing anything. You know, my family was too busy crabbing about what they didn't get or what they did, what music wasn't right for them, or like, why didn't you have your, you know, stepfather walk you down the aisle? I don't know, because my mom was the OG single mom, and I kind of had started life with her anyways. But it was really so beautiful to see them and watch them, watch the new newlyweds on the dance floor, and to see how everyone was just laughing and just jovial and just in such great spirits in the midst of all the things that were supposedly going wrong. I mean, they had said that there were supposed to be decorations for the ceremony that they got left somehow in the groom's car. I thought it was stunning, the setting as it was. I didn't even realize there was anything more that needed to be added. Maybe I was just so in love with watching them and the bridesmaids' dresses. Holy shit, chef's kiss. Beautiful, beautiful, like a cobalt blue satin. So damn pretty. And the little baby bridesmaids, what are they called again? Like the flower girls. Oh my God. Too adorable. I didn't notice any of this. And maybe it was because like the family was trying so hard to just make it okay for her. And her mom had said, you know, I told her, honey, like, you're married and that's all that matters. And honestly, the snafus that I had during my wedding, like with the flowers and the nightmare that was, once that was done, and like, I was so worried about the dress not looking right and the veil and all that, blah, blah, blah. Once I was ready to go, I was like, I just want to see Marshall. That's all that I want. I thought I was going to be so psychotic about the photos, which I still was, but not to the point that I would have expected. All I wanted was just to be married. And when you saw them together dancing with their family and with each other, it was just so romantical. Like watching the father or the mother son dance. Oh God, I was dying. I looked over at Marshall. I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be Lyric and Mallet someday. And he's looking at me like, babe, chill. We got a little while. But that's what I think when I see that stuff, you know? And then they had a mom and mom dance and the mother was like bawling. And I was just like, oh God, when she sat down, I had tissues ready to go. You know, I'm a mom of toddlers. I was like, here you go, mama. Don't mess up your makeup. But, you know, it was so just, I don't know. It wasn't my wedding, but I thought it was so perfect. And it seems like even though I don't know them in person and I know their story, but I don't know them personally, you could just tell they were so suited for each other. It was like the whole families really were coming together, because the way that the mom was speaking about DJ and saying he completes her, and they met online, and I'm a fan of that, you know, me and Marshall met on Instagram, but it was just, everybody was just full of like love, you know, because a lot of times with weddings, there's just like so much drama and people are just meh, 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 and they like everybody somehow, there's always one asshole in a wedding that makes it all about them and it's not the bride or groom. And it doesn't seem like there was, you know, any of that going on. I don't ever want to have another wedding again. If I do elope ever again, like for a renewal, it's going to be me and Marshall on a beach with a really good photographer in Puerto Rico, probably. But it did make me relive like special moments of the wedding. And I know it's wedding season too. So it's like, y'all, if you're getting married, I know it's so hard not to stress about the small things, but just take it all in, because it seems like that's what they were doing once they finally got to the reception hall and the speeches were made and the dances were done. And let me just tell you, when the fried chicken came out, I was a happy girl. It was like manifested, because I had been wanting fried chicken for 2 weeks and I don't know why, because it's not something I eat all the time, but I was like, I just want some fried chicken. When that came out, I was like, ah. They had every different kind of dessert. They had a cake. They had tiramisu. They had cookies, cupcakes. It was just so right up my alley. And it wasn't for me. Look at me making it about me. But it was a really perfect day. And it also was the first little date that Marshall and I have had in at least 6 months, maybe five. And the other part of it that was really special outside of Bree and DJ's wedding is that we had my brother-in-law and his amazing girlfriend come watch the kids. And we don't have, like, we have a few family members on Marshall's side. Like, my family's all over and, you know, they wouldn't help anyway. But it's, we don't have a lot of hands, you know, because most of the time with the other family members, like, that have helped us before, but they've got grandkids of their own that are like, you know, on both sides. They've got like six grandkids, you know, and then the other family members or the parents of the kids are, you know, we just don't have a lot of hands that can help us. So for his brother and his girlfriend to come over and watch our kids for hours just because, I don't know that life, but I'm really freaking grateful that it's becoming that. And it's cool to see, like, Marshall and his brother weren't like that close for a while, but it's nice to see it. And it's not anything happened. It's just Marshall was the oldest and he was the youngest, you know, but it's so cool to see them coming back together and then to see our kids playing together, because his girlfriend has a son and a daughter and the son came over and loves Lyric. And Malin was just so happy to be playing with the big kids. She said to me, "Oh, Malin was an angel." And I was like, "Oh my God, what'd you drug him with?" No, I mean, but that just makes me so happy, because I was very afraid with my family being all over the place that my kids wouldn't have that, because Marshall grew up with cousins and, you know, grandparents, and, you know, that my kids won't really have as much of that. And it was really special, because I, of course, I don't ever like go anywhere empty handed, and I don't like when people come over to my house and do things for me, I have to give them like candles and gifts and stuff like that. And I had like, you know, I made a little cutting board for his brother because he's a chef, and, you know, I know she likes black, so I made her a black candle, and she's like, "Riley, I love it. Thank you. But you don't have to give us presents to come over here and watch the kids." His brother was like, "You can pay me in Diet Dr. Pepper and Pringles." I just grabbed that. It cracked me up. But I was like, "Oh, damn. Damn." You know, like, it was one of those weekends where on the outside looking in, it doesn't seem like, oh, yeah, you went to a wedding, you got a massage, no biggie. But for me, I have been paying attention to the things that I'm grateful for. You know, obviously, I always do that or try to with manifestation. But this weekend was one of those ones that I was paying very close attention to the things that went right. I always say this about manifestation, too. Like, pay attention to those things that you don't think are signs. Side note, this is a very big side note, but maybe not. I had a dress picked out for the wedding that I've had in my closet for forever, because I always say go shop in your closet first. But it was like, I wasn't sure about the weather, and it was completely sleeveless, sweetheart, and it was tight and shiny, and it's yellow, and yellow floral, by the way. So I was like, I don't know exactly what the venue is. Am I going to look like a weird daisy at this wedding? So I was like, let me just go real quick last minute to Marshall's. And I was like, if I find something great, if not, I will just wear the yellow dress and then suck it up if I look stupid. But I'm looking through all these things. I found a bunch of these new cute dresses. There was like a really cute Jessica Simpson frock. There was all these cute things. And I was like trying all of them on. And of course, my stupid ass goes there after the gym, and I was wearing a sports bra. I wasn't stinky either, by the way. It's been a while. But I looked like mush boob and everything. And I went through a bunch of them, and I was like, okay, this is cute, but not for me. Or this one needs to be hemmed, and I didn't have time to do so. So I went down to the last dress, and it was the one that was on my Instagram at Riley Couture, if you want to check it out. And it was on clearance for $15. And I was just like, there's no way this is going to fit. It did, like a damn glove. I could barely breathe in it, but it was like literally what I wanted. Cause I was like, I kind of wanted a darker color for some reason, and it was blue, floral, purple, but I was like, $14.99 and it fits. Yes. And it had like green elements in it for the flowers. It was like purple, blue, black, and then green leaves. And I had these green shoes from a wedding I wore a couple years ago to Marshall's cousin's wedding that I was like, ooh, this will look cute. And I love a cute little pop of color. And I'm in gym clothes most of the time, but I was just so excited to get dressed up. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I honestly wasn't feeling myself that much, because I felt like I did my hair and then I ended up just swooping it back in a ponytail because I wasn't feeling it and I didn't have time to mess with it. I just didn't feel like, hey, like I usually like to when I put all that makeup on. But I posted some pictures of Marshall's or Marshall and I. I've got Marshall's on the brain, and Marshall's freaking commented like, this is like the Oscars to me. They're like, if there was a category, you would win it for like the best wedding guest dressed ever. I was like, what? Oh my God. Like, I'm such a turd. But, you know, for me, like I've always said, like Marshall's is like my dream client to have on the podcast. Like, oh, maybe I manifested that. Who knows? but it, I know, like, it seems like I'm making mountains out of molehills, but I think that when you do that and you pay attention and you're grateful and you say, thank you, thank you, thank you for things that might seem small, they end up manifesting into really big things. So I'm very excited about this week. I'm really like recharged and zen, which usually doesn't happen with me, and just happy right now. And I'm starting to see why people said to me so many times over and over and over again when I lost my job in radio, like, you're going to end up right where you were supposed to be. And we ain't done, friends. We still got lots to do and lots to achieve. So speaking of creating your dream life, this is a kind of a shameless plug, but not really. I really hope to see you guys at the Vision Board event that I have teamed up with Beauty Boost Baltimore and Bullhouse Winery. I'm so excited about this venue. It's so picturesque and pretty, and it's going to be amazing because I have so many new things that I want to share with you about, like, finding your way in manifestation through hard times. Because a lot of people would think, like, you know, you manifested this dream life and then it kind of crumbled around you. So is that really manifestation working? Yes. Because one of my friends this weekend, she's a We Got This Army and I adore her. She lost her job and it was a job that she wasn't exactly happy at, you know, and she said she felt like a failure. And I'm like, trying to be sensitive of not being like, no, what are you talking about? Because I hated it when people would do that with me, when I would be upset or like sitting in my feelings. I'm like, okay, you know, babe, sit in your feelings, but just understand it. Like, in manifestation, like, what if failure isn't really failure? What if failure is actually the universe taking things away from you that were not meant for you and clearing out the cobwebs for what is? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So if you guys want to go, I have the Eventbrite up on my Instagram at Riley Couture, but you can also DM me for the deets. I'm going to put it up in my story again, also at Really Riley Podcast. And I've already given it out to We Got This Army. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our new member that just signed up the other day, because they got a real deep discount on the ticket prices and there's already like 25% sold out. It's going down May 11th. It's from 12 to 3 on Sunday. You can also purchase wine flights for Bullhouse with their favorite wines. I'm going to have a really amazing raffle item. It's more than one. It's like a box of raffle items and every ticket gets entered in. And for those of you that are saying, oh, is it a male thing or just a female thing? We have a couple coming. Another We Got This OG Army. So yes, bring the men's. And it's right before Mother's Day. So if you need a really good Mother's Day treat for that mama in your life, or hey, you need to have one of those treat yourself days like I did today, this is your thing. So I'm really excited for you guys to check that out. And again, if you're not part of the We Got This Army, it's $7 a month. It supports the podcast. It keeps the lights on. You can also do it yearly for a little bit cheaper. So you can check that out at reallyrileypodcast.com. And yeah, any questions, comments, concerns, if you have a show me the ring you want to shoot me, please do hit me up. The DMs are always open at Riley Couture Instagram, or the email. If you have an Ask Riley, if you have anything you want to just chit chat, or if you need a friend, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. And I will talk to you tomorrow. It's Really Riley.